your daily podcast of world news on the 24th of January. Welcome to yet another edition. Hope you guys are having a great start to Wednesday morning. I've been off the past couple of days. I've not been feeling too well. Lots of things happening, so the news had to take the back burner. But we're back. We're covering what's happening around the world. Lots of interesting news pieces today. We're covering in length. On the 24th of January, Rodrigo Duterte and other ASEAN leaders arrive in India. Modi's back from the Davos meet and now he's hosting Southeast Asian folks. Twitter's number two resigns. Yes, the chief operating officer is off to join another company. And India's Good Morning texts are choking its smartphones. Yes, all those family group messages that have a flower and good morning and font size of 50 is literally hanging up all Android phones, and Google's found a solution to that. Very, very innovative. Tesla revealed a do or die package for Elon Musk. The guy doesn't stop surprising, and here is another. We'll discuss that soon. First piece in the news is Rodrigo Duterte and other ASEAN leaders arrive in India. Host Narendra Modi will try to woo the heads of state from 10 countries as Indian jockeys for position with China in the region. It's understood that what India will do is kind of attract the ASEAN members with mega connectivity projects while paving the way for a grand roadmap on maritime security cooperation. New Delhi is said to be relentlessly working to enhance its presence in Southeast Asia and catch up with China, which is making inroads in the region with its ambitious Belt and Road Initiative. It's called BRI. It's big. China's literally trying to penetrate into most of Southeast Asia through this. However, Beijing's aggressive posturing against some of the key Southeast Asian countries like Vietnam and Philippines in South China Sea has compelled ASEAN countries to seek a greater role for India through connectivity projects so as to counter China and its growing power. Next piece on the news is Twitter's chief operating officer resigned. That's right, Anthony Noto is taking on the CEO job at Social Finance Inc., an online lending firm. He's leaving a company that's thin on senior executives and has just begun to start a turnaround effort. Twitter shares shrank by 3.9% on the news. Next piece on the news is India's good morning texts are choking its smartphones. We all know those texts, right? Mass greetings are eating up memory on low-end Android devices, forcing Google and Facebook to adapt. Google's solution is a new app called Files Go that highlights files for possible deletion with a special feature to search for specific good morning texts automatically and delete them all at once. So the app is called Files Go. You guys should download it. It's already got 10 million downloads. Most of its users are in India, and it's deleted 1 gigabyte per user. The company uses giant image database and artificial intelligence tools to train the app to weed out good morning messages. The key is to spot them and look for a certain size and type of image file, said Josh Woodward, the Google product manager in Mountain View, California, who led this effort. Last piece in the news is a little lengthy about Elon Musk. We're going to discuss his compensation package. The CEO's new 10-year deal rewards him handsomely with Tesla shares if the company hits some very ambitious market capitalization targets, but gives him nothing if it misses. The announcement quelled rumors that Musk might step down. There's been speculation that Musk would be stepping down from his CEO role, but today's announcement makes it clear that he'll head Tesla for the long term. Electric car maker Tesla announced a new compensation plan for Elon Musk, and on the surface it sounds outrageous. Here's what it is. The package consists of a 10-year grant of stock options that vest in 12 stages, but only if Tesla co-founder, who's already a billionaire, hits a series of seriously ambitious market cap and operational milestones. He must take the company's valuation, currently standing at $59 billion, to $100 billion for the first tranche to be vested. Then he has to continue to increase market cap in additional $50 billion increments up to $650 billion. So right now they're at $60 billion. They want to go to $650 billion. That's 10 times in 10 years. If he does hit his new targets, Musk must be given 1.7 million shares, or about 1% of the company. Wow. Lots of people will say that Elon Musk is actually falsely successful. He's missed many production targets. They're burning a lot of cash every hour. Tesla's cash strapped. Almost $500,000 an hour. That's a ridiculous amount to be burning. But with all that, he has a great ambition, something that nobody else in this world is working towards, apart from Jeff Bezos, maybe, and NASA. Send people to Mars. He wants to create another ecosystem, another world outside of the Earth, which is literally very outrageous and ridiculous to hear. But he says the Earth is too spoiled for us to live in it anymore. The future generations deserve a better place, so Mars is the place to be. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 24th of January. You guys are listening to your host Ashwin, and this is me by Declan in the background. You guys have a great Wednesday morning. I will see you tomorrow, same time.